This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Tuesday, August 3rd, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to have some special reports from Alex Jones. He's currently in Rome. We're going to have his report on the second fall of Rome. There's also a report about a eugenics museum that they saw in Spain. It was very difficult to get reports out while they were in Spain because Spain has, of course, enacted massive attacks against the First Amendment, a second Spanish Inquisition, if you will. Anyone who criticizes the government, anyone who criticizes the king, they are subject to jail sentences. You can't even take pictures on the street of things that you would see with Google Maps, innocent things like churches, museums, that sort of thing. So we have a report about a Spanish museum that is promoting eugenics. That's going to be coming up in the very next segment. Of course, last night we had the first really debate, although you can't really call it a debate. It happened in New Hampshire. It was put on by some local New Hampshire media, although there were 14 candidates there. Donald Trump was not there. He was very wise to set this debate out. It was an amazing format. If you listen to some of it, if you were able to stay awake through this format, it was incredibly slow-paced, dull, but we do have some interesting contrasts in some of the things that people said. If you pull some of these things out and listen to them, it should wake you up as to what is really going on in this country. For the most part, I'll just sum it up by saying that if most of these guys who are senators, when they're running, they want to talk about how necessary it is to track and watch everything that you do, to create an Orwellian police state because, well, you know, they're just protecting you against all these massive plots that are constantly erupting everywhere that the FBI is actually creating. Now, if they are a governor, they're going to tell you that they single-handedly created millions of jobs in their state while cutting taxes. That's the standard thing. And what they will wind up doing, once they're allowed to actually have a debate, they will fight amongst themselves as to who can do the most espionage, who can start the most wars, who had the best economic record as governor. That's just basically the way this is going to go. However, the loose cannon on Thursday is going to be Donald Trump. He will, I think, make it very interesting. And perhaps he'll shake things up that there'll be a real, genuine debate on some issues. We can certainly hope so. I look forward to seeing that, even though, as I've said before, I have grave misgivings about some of the things and business practices that Donald Trump has done, which would keep me from supporting him in any way, shape, or form. It's still interesting to have that debate on policies. And I think we have some articles today that are going to show how important it is for people to take action at a local level. Now, certainly in this debate, and we'll talk about that debate, we'll have clips of it. There's also some other news articles that are coming out that I think are very interesting. We're going to have Doug Hagman, who is going to be joining us in the third hour of Hagman and Hagman. We're going to talk about what's going on in the Middle East. We're going to talk about what's going on with ISIS. ISIS in the Middle East, ISIS perhaps in the United States. How about the United States and ISIS? How about us helping them, creating them, training them, being there? We see yesterday we had articles talking about how British special forces, the SAS, were dressed up as ISIS fighting in Syria because the objective has always been a war by the West against the Syrian president to take down Assad. They have tried everything they could to get a declaration of war, to get the people with them, and now they're just going on with a secret war that is escalating. We're not going to talk about the increased cost of civilian deaths in that area. But let's just take a look for a moment at our beloved Saudi Arabia allies. Now, of course, they're having a massive war in Yemen. Nobody cares about the massive civilian deaths that are going on there or even the reason. But here's just the headlines. Think about these two headlines. Saudi Arabia is on track to beat their annual record of 192 beheadings. That's far more than any of the than the ISIS total, even if all the ISIS were real. And then this one. A Saudi king finally leaves the French Riviera beach and allows it to reopen with his entourage of 1,000 people. Stay with us. We'll be right back with a report on a eugenics museum in Spain.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-839-5936. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-839-5936. That's 800-839-5936.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Tuesday, August 3rd, 2015. We're going to have Doug Hagman with us in the third hour. We have several reports from Europe from Alex Jones and crew who are there. Alex is in Rome right now. Coming up right now, we have a special report from Spain. This is a report that Alex directed, that Rob Dew narrated. This is from Valencia, Spain. It's a museum that promotes racist eugenics. Here's that report.
InfoWars.com left Barcelona and traveled to Valencia, which we heard was the heart of corruption in Spain. Valencia is one of the largest and busiest ports in Spain, and that and tourism make up two of its largest industries. Valencia is also home to the City of Arts and Sciences, which is made up of several buildings of extremely interesting looking architecture. Here we see Le Hemispheric. And if you look at it at night from the large reflecting pool, it looks like a giant eye. It is actually a planetarium. There's also the very large Museum of Prince Philip, which was designed to look like giant dinosaur bones. Then there is L'Agora. That looks like a giant breaching whale. It is an indoor amphitheater and sporting arena. And the Ellen Breckel, which is essentially a two-level parking garage topped off with a forest of palm trees. Very beautiful, very unique indeed. This is one of the main tourist attractions in Spain, and on their website it says, Science, Nature, and Art, in a complex devoted to scientific and cultural dissemination in Europe, placed in Valencia. Inside the Museum of Prince Philip, I found many exhibits and promotions dedicated to the European Agency of Space, which is Europe's version of NASA. There's also a very large pendulum and a giant DNA helix. The second floor is devoted to the scientists who helped make a lot of our scientific discoveries in the 20th century. One of which is a placard dedicated to Bertrand Russell, a known eugenicist. His placard reads, "Three simple but irresistible passions have governed my life: a longing for love, the searching for knowledge, and the unbearable pity for the suffering of humanity." That's right, Bertrand Russell cares so much about humanity, he also said this. Here is a clip from Endgame.
Gradually, by selective breeding, the congenital differences between rulers and ruled will increase until they become almost different species. A revolt of the plebs would become as unthinkable as an organized insurrection of sheep against the practice of eating mutton. Bertrand Russell.
H.G. Wells, Aldous Huxley, Bertrand Russell, and hundreds of other eugenicists constantly bragged about how the establishment believed themselves to be a separate, more advanced species than the common man. Top eugenicists were bold enough to admit that their real goal was not improving the heredity of the commoner, but to further dumb them down so that they could be more manageable. Nobel Prize winner Russell wrote at length about how vaccinations filled with mercury and other brain-damaging compounds would induce partial chemical lobotomies and develop a servile zombie population.
Diet, injections, and injunctions will combine from a very early age to produce the sort of character and the sort of beliefs that the authorities consider desirable. And any serious criticism of the powers that be will become psychologically impossible. Bertrand Russell.
And when I got to the third floor of the museum, I found its true dirty secret. It is set up to condition the public that genes and chromosomes are meant to be manipulated by scientists. Here you can see these large gene sequences depicted as a chromosome forest. These exhibits are meant to condition the public that science and scientists always have the public's best interest in heart. But if you look at the writings of Bertrand Russell, you will see it's completely opposite to freedom and liberty. So here in Valencia, people are being educated and conditioned that eugenicists have their best interest at heart. But slowly, the veneer of the elites is being lifted. Most people know that Planned Parenthood was founded by racist eugenicist Margaret Sanger. And contrary to their mission statement, which is promoting women's health, we now see executives haggling over the price of baby parts.
It's been years since I've talked about compensation, so let me just figure out what others are getting. And if this is in the ballpark, then that's fine. If it's still so low, then we can talk about it.
You would?
I want a Lamborghini.
And now we have John Walsh, a man who helped find missing children after his own son was kidnapped and brutally murdered. Now he is going after mothers who refuse to vaccinate their children. It's like the IMF saying Spain is on the way to economic recovery. But if you talk to the Spaniards, you get a different story. 4 out of 5 believe the economy is in the same or worse state as the last few years, and over half don't believe anything will improve in 2016. In addition, there's a massive number of people who are about to come off their 2-year unemployment benefits, and most of those people are middle-aged. And 1.5 million Spaniards rely on soup kitchens as their sole source of food. And this is coming from Spain, a country that recently passed a series of draconian free speech laws. You can't take pictures of police, criticize the King of Spain, and a man was recently fined for calling police slackers on his Facebook page. Next, InfoWars is traveling to Rome, Italy, which is being mired in corruption. It is said the mafia controls the local government, where recently a knifeman shouting "Allah is great" forced a tourist to her knees with a blade at the Roman Colosseum. Rest assured, Alex Jones will be reporting live from the Roman Colosseum. This is Rob Dew reporting for InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
And again, we're going to have some more reports from Alex Jones in Rome today. And we're going to have Doug Hagman joining us in the third hour. Now, last night, as we mentioned in the last segment, there was a debate in New Hampshire, the very first debate. It did not have Donald Trump in it, and it really wasn't much of a debate. It was really pretty amazing. As I tweeted out last night, they managed to make the candidates as well as the issues look very, very trivial. Here's how the New York Times pointed it out. They said there were uneven performances in the Trumpless Republican forum. They say Jeb Bush stumbled through a familiar question about his brother and his father. Well, actually, what they asked him was, what's the difference between you and W? And he couldn't think of anything really to say. Because you know what? There really isn't any difference. He said, well, we have a little bit of our differences here, but, you know, my dad is just great. You know, the dad who said, read my lips, no new taxes. And then when he enacted the largest tax increase we'd ever had at the time, and the journalist questioned him on it, he was jogging, and he said, read my hips, and ran off. That guy. That's the guy he thinks is great. Now, he may think he's great as a father. I certainly don't think he's great as a president. And, you know, when you look at the difference between W and Jeb, remember that they both helped to kill a disabled woman in Florida, killed by a probate judge, Terry Schiavo. How's that for compassionate conservatism? She had a husband who wanted her taken off of life support. She had a family who said they would take care of her. Nevertheless, a probate judge says, no, you're going to be taken off. Arrested Christians who tried to give her water and food. Many people said she was able to communicate with them. The governor of Florida, Jeb Bush, would not lift a hand to stop that probate judge from slowly starving Terry Schiavo to death. Neither would the president at the time, his brother. We also had some other admissions from Chris Christie. Kind of awkwardly, they said, am I washed up? Because the guy was asking him, do you think you missed your window of opportunity in 2012 when you didn't make it? You're running again. And that was his admission. Of course, we had Lindsey Graham come out and really go for the jugular with the Clintons, bringing up the fact that Bill had lied about having sex with the woman. Mr. Graham said, when Bill says I didn't have sex with that woman, he did. And I guess that's just because it's so amazing to Lindsey that anyone would have sex with a woman. But didn't really talk about the fact that he committed perjury, just talked about the fact that he was unfaithful to Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton, the Democrats, whose leading runner, leading candidate at this point, looks like she's liable to be indicted. They're looking at the CEO of Starbucks. That's how desperate things are on the Democrat side. As the New York Times pointed out, this format that they had in New Hampshire seemed to shrink the candidates. Absolutely. They said they looked at times like they were being forced to sit through a tedious school assembly. They would call them out one at a time from backstage and have them sit in a chair, extremely slow-paced, extremely boring. And one of the things that was really kind of funny and creepy at the same time, they had this breathless female announcer as they would take their seat on the stage one at a time next to the people who were talking to them. This female announcer would give little snippets of their background, one or two things about them, and you know, or their hobbies or interests. You know, it sounded like a beauty contest, which really was what it was. I really expected them to introduce one of these candidates and say, well, you know, this is Lindsey Graham. He likes to knit sweaters and do Sudoku puzzles. Here he is, because it was just about that relevant. We're going to have some clips from that. That I do think there were some relevant things to look at and discuss that were mentioned in that. But the format itself and the way the government operates itself is something that is worthy of comment. The fact that, as I mentioned in the last segment, all the governors are just going to debate each other as to who created the most jobs. No, you just get out of the way. The private sector creates the jobs. You can lower taxes, you can get out of the way, but They love to have these debates. That's what they're going to be debating about. And then the senators like to talk about how experienced they are in terms of warfare, in terms of government surveillance, how they can jack up the police state, except for one. And we're going to show you that contrast later on in the show. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more reports and with our guests. We'll be right back.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting, non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-839-5936. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-839-5936. That's 800-839-5936.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure, 99.99 ultra-pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Tuesday, August 3rd, 2015. I'm David Knight, and we have a special for you. I want to tell you before we get back to the news, we're going to talk about economic news. Alex Jones, of course, is in Europe looking at the situation there, the globalist takeover of Europe, as well as the economic crises that have already happened, that are continuing to happen. And we have a story up at InfoWars.com. Crashing. Apple, Twitter, oil, commodities, Greek stocks, Chinese stocks. The month of August has started off with a bang. We're going to talk about that and what's behind that. But before we do, I want to let you know that one thing that's come down you can be glad about, and that's the price on B12. We have a flash sale, a 24-hour sale, 30% off of Secret 12 Vitamin B12 formula for 24 hours. You can get that at InfoWarsLife.com. And again, they have extended the free shipping for the month of July through this week. So right now you can get Secret 12 by InfoWarsLife.com. It contains two of the most bioavailable forms of B12. It uses our proprietary technology. It uses nutraceutical-grade B12 and is taken by mouth, so you have no needles, no injections. That's a huge plus if you want to get nutraceutical B12. This is one of the few ways that you can get that quality of B12 without having injections, but it gives you the same nutrient beneficiaries, except you don't have to get that injection. Again, for 24 hours, 30% off, free shipping on that, as well as everything at the store at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping for everything at the store. Now, getting back to the economics, and we've got another report coming up from Alex Jones, filed from Rome, the second fall of Rome. But everything is falling right now. Many people, we just had an investor calling us from Germany yesterday, talking about how concerned he was about the next couple of months. We've had one economics analyst after the other on the show talking about how concerned they were about what might happen this fall. It has already begun in the month of August. This is an article from Michael Schneider that is up on InfoWars.com, and he goes through these things one at a time. First one, of course, is Apple. He says this is really more of a correction than a crash, but Apple stocks are down nearly 11%. Which places the stock into a correction area. Twitter is 58% below their peak in January of 2014. Of course, the Greek government, as we reported, opened up the stock market yesterday, and it collapsed, essentially. The bank shares plummeted 30%, they said, before loss limits kicked in to automatically stop investors from selling any more. The index was down 16.2% for the day. That's the first day they've had trading for a couple of weeks. They say it was the worst daily performance since 1985 when they began taking records, including a 15% fall when Wall Street crashed in 1987. Worst day they've had since they started taking records in Greece. And again, there's Puerto Rico. I'll have a little bit more information about that. As he points out, it is America's Greece, and we're going to talk about what happens. There's a couple more articles about Puerto Rico just by itself. China, for example, a 13.5% decline during the month of July in Chinese stocks. Many people are concerned that it's not just the stock market collapsing from massive margin calls, but maybe there's fundamental problems with the Chinese market. You think? I mean, Gerald Celente pointed this out when I talked to him at the end of the year. He said, look, nobody is talking about the overinflated real estate market and other issues that are happening in China in the United States press. He goes, you can see it all in the Chinese press, but nobody in Wall Street, nobody in New York or the mainstream media is talking about it. Now we're starting to see that. And then, of course, there's oil and commodities. In the months prior to the financial crash of 2008, the price of oil crashed hard. Now it's happening again. In July, the price of oil plunged 21%. So it's falling demand. The reason that the price of oil is falling so rapidly is because Saudi Arabia has not cut production, even though demand has collapsed for oil. And that collapsing demand, which is reflective of a collapsing economic situation, is also reflected in other commodities. He points out we see the Bloomberg Commodities Index now at a 13-year low. Copper is down 28% for the year. Tin is down 30%. Nickel is down 44%. And on and on and on. So Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico officially defaulted yesterday, the first time that's happened. They paid only $628,000 of a $58 million debt. $58 million, and they paid about $500,000. Less than 1% of the debt that was due on Monday to creditors. Here's the interesting thing they point out. The debt is mostly owned by ordinary Puerto Ricans through credit unions, so it's hitting ordinary people especially hard. It's not just the big bankers who are getting hit by this. They talk about people who have come, one particular guy who's immigrated with his wife to Austin. He worked for the government, but there are those who cannot leave. Those who have businesses, they are tied there. They don't have any way to get that money out of there or to get themselves out. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar's lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen. Halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Built in 126 AD on top of a previous Roman temple, the Pantheon is one of the most famous structures in the world and influences much of Western culture and civilization. When you go to Washington, D.C., you run into many, many basically copies that have been inspired by this structure. And of course, you can see a captured obelisk from Egypt, from back in Roman times. And then once the Christians took over Rome, they stuck a cross on top of it. So culture built on top of culture. And we've run into a lot of listeners while we've been here. So that's certainly exciting, showing people are awake. Just had a fella walk over just a moment ago, but you can see the Egyptian inscribed, carved, and the hieroglyphs on the stone with the cross. And then there it is. And the reason this building is so important is that it's the only Roman structure, from what I've read, that remained basically 100% intact during the second main sacking of Rome and the final sacking in 410 by Alaric, the Visigoth chieftain. They brought a lot of Germans and people in, not as slaves in the last few hundred years of the Roman Empire, but basically as citizens, and then even let them get on welfare. And then so more of the Germans came, more of the Gauls came from France, until they had no respect for Rome and just came in and took it over. That's why you hear historians say the United States and many other Western governments are repeating what happened to Rome. They also debased their currency. And by no means am I a historian. I'm just going off the basic history of this. But ever since I was a kid watching PBS and reading books, I marveled at this structure, because so much, again, of Western culture is based on it. The beautiful architecture, the capitals on top of the pillars, simply amazing. Now, this is a church, so they have loudspeakers. Some people shh every few minutes, but we'll see if I'm entering it while people are loud or when they've already been shh. Here we enter the big arches. You see the domes on most of our capitals, again, copies of this. This is still one of the largest solid domes in the world. You see this archetype repeated in, like, Superman, when they send him to the Phantom Zone, the dome opens and it shoots through the hole in the roof. It's based on this. This was originally a temple to Roman gods, and they had Roman gods in these different niches. They were removed, and Christian saints were put in their place. But this dates back to the founding of the modern Christian church here in Rome. And of course, St. Peter. InfoWars, traveling the world, trying to look at history so that we're not doomed to repeat it. And you have a lot of Christian symbols. This is the original marble. Oh, the key point I haven't gotten to yet. Why is this the only Roman structure that stayed completely intact? That's because when the Visigoth chieftain Alaric walked through that door after sacking the rest of the cut of the northern part of the country and Rome itself. Back then it wasn't a country. Italy was just held and controlled by Rome, like all the rest of the countries. When he walked through that door and walked to this point here in the middle, he was so stunned with his chieftains that they believed this actually was the abode of the gods. And it was the only structure they didn't burn or loot to the ground. Because imagine walking through those doors when they'd grown up in thatch-hutted villages in Germany and in what is Austria today, coming in here and seeing this and witnessing it as the city burned outside around them, and as the women were drug off into slavery, as the men were killed, and as Rome ceased to be a Roman city and became a Germanic city. Then history repeated yet again, and it became a city held by different invading armies through the next few hundred years as well. But Christianity prevailed through it all. You can criticize a lot of the forms of it that were here, but at least some of the culture was passed on today and is now still the dominant maxim here. And I love how there's fascist stuff mixed in with it. When I say fascist, I don't mean Mussolini that started the fascist movement that Hitler picked up on and Franco, but the symbol of the imperial government with the eagle, with the fasci, the bundled sticks held and bound by its feet, and of course hatchets on the end. So you've got still some of the Roman imperial symbols mixed into here. We are having highly produced HD pieces that we're putting together that get into how world governments emanating now more and more out of Europe, and how the Vatican was behind the EU, and there's no doubt now that the new Pope is announcing world government and world carbon taxes. So we're going to be having special reports on that and a lot more. But here we are in this historic site. Alex Jones signing off for now at InfoWars.com. More reports coming. Please stay with us and spread the word to your friends and family.
And again, as Alex mentioned, we have HD reports that are on their way. If you didn't see that first, if you're not watching this broadcast live, but if you're listening to it, you need to see that very first broadcast. Amazing video footage out of Spain. That museum, not only is the content interesting, but the footage is stunning. There's going to be more of that. We have a report coming up later on, but you do need to see those reports. There's a lot of video content in them. Now, in a update on a story we started covering yesterday, remember we talked about how it was last week that a North Carolina congressman introduced a bill to have Boehner vacate the speakership. And everybody just kind of scoffed at it and said, it's going to go nowhere. We didn't hear anything about it for a few days. And then what we learned yesterday was that they were going to initially bring this thing up for a vote, and they were going to shut it down right away. But that didn't happen, because they started checking around and they found that it was very likely that John Boehner was going to get thrown out of the speakership. And now we have some more updates to this. I put this under the category of what the Germans call Schadenfreude, kind of a dark joy. I like to see John Boehner twisting on the end of this rope, and he's going to be there for several weeks as they're on August recess. They wanted to clear this thing out of the way. But now here's a report from WND. They say Boehner may have to cut a deal with Nancy Pelosi to save his job. See, that's one of the reasons why Boehner is in trouble, because he's been cutting deals with the likes of Nancy Pelosi and the people that they both work for. He hasn't been doing what the voters sent him to do. He has repudiated the results of this election. He refuses to do anything that the Republican base wants him to do, and he's become very punitive about the people who actually do try to represent their voters back home. Those people get thrown out of committees. So here's what they say on WND. They say the House just went into August recess, but Capitol Hill is abuzz with political intrigue over the fate of one of the most powerful men in Congress, Speaker John Boehner of Ohio, whose hold on power suddenly became in serious jeopardy. They say the questions of the hour are, what will Boehner do to keep his job? Will he cut a deal with the Democrats to stay in power? If so, what would he give them? Now, here's how this breaks down numerically, and that's why I find this interesting as an update. They look at the fact that his speakership hangs on just 5 votes. Here's how that math breaks down. 218 votes would be needed to oust him. If all 188 Democrats voted to oust him, conservatives would need only 30 Republicans to vote to oust him. 25 Republicans have previously voted to remove Boehner. So you see, they've already had 25 people vote to remove him. They only need 30 Republicans to do it, and they need Democrats to do that. And so it's going to be very interesting to see what happens. They say 30 to 60 conservative House Republicans already often vote against Boehner to varying degrees. And here's what former Congressman Steve Stockman said. He said the Speaker will cut a deal with Nancy Pelosi as he has done in the past. This is nothing new. And he said House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi may try to exact a high price for this, of course, because she knows how desperately he needs some Democrats to defect. Then that brings up the issue, is that if he's seen dealing once more with Democrats, going against conservative voters' wishes, that may cause him to lose even more Republicans as he picks up some Democrats. So, as I said in what was that movie? We're in a tight spot now. I'm a man in constant sorrow. That's what we need to have with Brother, Where Art Thou? That's what I was trying to remember. Just as they were in the barn and it was being set on fire and they said, we're in a tight spot now. Well, you know, that's John Boehner. He's up in his house. They have set the Republican house on fire and he may need to vacate his seat. They point out, this is a quote from Meadows, the North Carolina congressman. He said, it's not just me. He said it's a number of people who vote their conscience, and then they're punished either in a direct or an indirect way for doing so. It really thwarts their efforts to represent the people that have sent them to Washington to vote on their behalf. See, Boehner is the perfect crony capitalist. I say what they need to do is, if he's going to tell people it's going to be my way or the highway, tell him, take the highway. Take it back to a retirement home where you can play golf, John Boehner. And I think, as I said before, this is something that Democrats as well as Republicans and independents can all get behind. And I think we all should do what we can to try to get John Boehner out of the speakership. Now, Alex Jones is going to be joining us in the next segment. He's going to be calling us from Rome. He's going to be calling us live. We have some updates on some surveillance issues. This is a very interesting story. Italy cracks the mafia sheep code to arrest the Godfather's henchmen. You see, it's not just black hats and white hats who are fighting back and forth over encryption. There's also black sheep and white sheep in this ancient story. It's something that reminds us that, of course, people have done various things and during war, and of course they are at war with the government, the mafia are. During war, during other times, people will come up with any kind of ingenuity to encode things. But people also do it for privacy. Let me just give you this story here. This Italian police on Monday arrested 11 suspects linked to the fugitive head of a Sicilian mafia. Now, this guy is very old. He was once very powerful. He's no longer very powerful. That's one of the reasons that they got to him. But the way they were passing information back and forth, this is an age-old method of Pazzini, bits of paper that contained messages written in cipher. Now, these were not sophisticated ciphers like we saw with the Enigma machine in World War II or since. He doesn't have a heavy-duty encryption. What they would do is put things like, I've got the ricotta cheese aside for you. Will you come by later? Or the sheep need shearing. The shears need sharpening. Or the hay is ready. And they'd already agreed as to what that was going to mean. Very simple encryption. That sort of thing has been done all the time. But now, of course, our government is looking at backdoors of encryption. And we've got, of all people, Michael Chertoff warning us about this. Michael Chertoff, the first head of Homeland Security, after the Patriot Act was passed. Then he goes on to work for the people that gave us those wonderful TSA x-ray machines. He made a lot of money doing that. Now he's moved on to the other side, apparently, to some degree. He's now become a lobbyist for tech companies who don't like the constant spying. So Michael Chertoff says this, and it's the truth, but it's amazing to hear it coming out of his mouth. He says, it's a mistake to require companies that are making hardware and software to build a duplicate key or backdoor. We do not historically organize our society to make it maximally easy for law enforcement, even with court orders, to get information. No, we're reordering our society to make it maximally easy for those who are in the military-industrial complex, like Michael Chertoff, to make money. But, of course, our privacy, if you're going to shake people down with the machines that he built, if you're going to shake people down with the administration that he served, the Patriot Act, Homeland Security, we shouldn't be surprised that it takes this tack. Now, he's absolutely right. We should not make it our first priority to see how easy we can make it for law enforcement. That's not the way society should be organized. However, that's the way FBI Director James Comey wants it organized. He says encryption threatens to lead all of us into a very dark place. Justice may be denied because of a locked phone or an encrypted hard drive. And I've just been informed that we do have Alex Jones on the phone. He's calling in from Rome. Thanks for joining us, Alex.
Yes, David. Calling in to file my report here today. Thank you for sitting here watching you via Skype right now, doing an excellent job. And again, I'll be back this Sunday for the audience. I want to say great job to the crew there in Austin, Texas, and yourself. But again, Alex Jones reporting from Rome, Italy. And, of course, we're going to be filing some more reports tonight and tomorrow, video reports at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But looking at world news, looking at the big developments, I just want the audience to know that we're going to be focusing pretty much exclusively now, after doing some historical background, breaking down the tyranny of the EU, on the metamorphosis of the Vatican, undoubtedly into the heart of a world government tyranny-promoting machine. We've seen nothing or heard nothing from the Jesuit Pope about the Planned Parenthood scandal. We have only heard about communism and socialism being wonderful and carbon taxes being wonderful and the EU being wonderful and, you know, the rest of it, and just, you know, basically how wonderful it is to have different, you know, groups, different lifestyles being able to marry each other. So they're replacing our real rights with all of these synthetic rights. But I wanted to just put this in context for everyone. If you look at the video that's up on Infowars.com, I know you're going to be covering more in the next hour, fifth Planned Parenthood video, official brags the whole bodies of babies are just a matter of line items. And notice it doesn't matter if a judge puts out a gag order. You're involved with the murder of children and their bodies being sold. The information can and will come out. Nothing will stop the signal. These corrupt elites aren't better than us. They aren't invincible. We've just laid down and let them take control. And so now they're running amok. Now they're running wild. Now they're falling to their center of gravity, which is total oppression. But when you go and watch this video, they talk about how whole bodies can be delivered. And that's what they don't want to be released, is the next video of them behind closed doors reportedly vivisecting the babies. When we come back, we'll ask the question, how could we become this evil, this brutal, this out of control? We'll answer that question and tie it into the video. It's coming up in the next hour, where Democrat Obama supporters call for banning the Bill of Rights. This is a cult of evil, wicked, stupid scum who loves tyranny.
Serious investors or traders want to make an 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars in profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Best part, it's 100% free. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Okay.
again, if you're tuning in on this worldwide Tuesday transmission, I'm coming to you with a truly international broadcast from the ancient city of Rome in Italy under EU occupation. And, of course, David Knight's there hosting the main transmission from the InfoWars News Center in Austin, Texas. And David will be taking back over in the next hour. I'm going to introduce and start playing the Mark Dice video at 8 after next hour, the latest video, where he goes out and talks to well-spoken, focused people. And they respond and say, yes, we can't have people getting in the way of Hillary. We've got to ban freedom. We've got to ban the Bill of Rights. So you have to understand, this is a cult of nobody control freaks who worship at the flame of tyranny. And we've seen this over and over again in history, in Mao's China, in Hitler's Germany. These people are deadly, vicious, and dangerous. And they will sit back, as your, in my view, as your home, as your family are conscripted. They will sit back as you are press gang. They will sit back as you were enslaved. And we know they'll sit back as millions of babies are killed a year, hundreds of thousands of them after the 7 month or well into the third trimester that starts in the sixth and a half month. And they are selling their full bodies. They are selling their organs. This has been well known for decades. We've covered it in films, but finally it's got the public's attention. And so the Democratic Party's response, another story on InfoWars.com, is that the Democrats who voted against defunding Planned Parenthood never even watched the expose videos, because when they get asked about it, they say never saw it. Well, that's like saying you never saw your neighbor raping your daughter. No, you knew it was going on. Just for some reason, you let it happen. So this is their plausible deniability. Oh, we don't know about world government. We don't know about the stock market being fixed. We don't know about the LIBOR rates being fixed with the interest rates. We don't know. We didn't know glyphosate grows tumors like the equivalent of Miracle-Gro for plants. That's basically what it is. It's tumor, Miracle tumor grow. We didn't know fluoride brain damage. That's just why you put it in the water and admitted it back in the 40s. When you went to Nuremberg, heard the Nazis talk about it. They got it from the Russians. They said, hell, let's spike these people's water. That'll make them behave. And it sure has. It sure has. We are in a science fiction movie with a wrecked, dumbed down population foaming at the mouth, begging for tyranny. And if you go to the Colosseum in Rome, I got a nighttime tour last night. I got a lot of powerful footage that's coming out. And you think about, for 500 years, the human sacrifice. That's what it was. It started with ritualized battle, and a rich Roman would die. They'd have his slaves kill each other. And it built to where sometimes they had thousands of animals a day, elephants, tigers, lions, extinct species of bear. They extincted scores of species of cats and large bears and other animals in Europe, just supplying the Colosseum that was the television, that was the entertainment, the bread and circuses of the day. And we all know that. We all know it's bread and circus, but this is how you lose your soul. When I look out at the Italians, or I look out at Americans, or I look out at anybody, they have lost their souls to entertainment, to pridefulness, to self-centered behavior, and the world has been stolen from us while this happened. But nature abhors a vacuum, and we are being judged, because now that the bottom has fallen out and nothing can stop tyranny worldwide, because tyranny's gotten all the positions of power, it's going to get so bad, the world is going to marvel. And it's our job to be there explaining why it happened, explaining historically the rules, explaining the rules of the system, explaining the rules of time, explaining why we're in hell, why we're losing the prosperity, why we're degenerating, why we're dying of cancer, why people are getting Alzheimer's at 25 now. They're calling it neurological disorders. Why we're being basically cursed. It's because we have overturned the basic parameters of how civilization operates and works. And it doesn't matter how hard the system pushes, all of its evil will now be exposed.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt Carrier Group for 308 and 5.56 ARs. Custom
Kydex holsters. Ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at hcfirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at hcfirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's hcfirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.